This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 7 for Friday, August 4th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is adding on to the gains it made on Thursday while receiving support from comparable oils. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are all higher to start the day. Crude oil is also making gains due to production cuts by Saudi Arabia and Russia, as well as a record drawdown of United States inventories. The Canadian dollar is down more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. Statistics Canada reported today that the country's unemployment rate rose 0.1 of a percentage point to 5.5%. Meanwhile, the U.S. economy added 187,000 jobs, and its unemployment rate dropped to 3.5%. Canadian markets will be closed Monday for civic holidays, while markets in the U.S. will trade their usual hours. The November canola contract is up $9.10 per ton at $790 even. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all gaining strength. Rain has fallen over drier parts of the U.S. Corn Belt. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, 57% of corn-growing areas were in drought as of August 1st, down 2 points from the week before. Corn prices are up today after Ukrainian drones attacked the Russian port of Novorossiysk, but no port facilities were damaged. Solaris estimates 2023-24 Brazilian corn production to be 139.1 million tons, while the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange has estimated that 72.6% of Argentina's corn harvest is now complete due to dry weather. The September corn contract is up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.85. A band of precipitation moving from Montana across South Dakota to Michigan will bring more than 100 millimeters of rain over the next 7 days. Northern Iowa and northern Illinois will also see rainfall. 53% of the U.S. soybean crop was under drought as of August 1st, 2 points down from the previous week. StoneX estimated the yield for the U.S. soybean crop to be 50.5 bushels per acre, with production at 4.173 billion bushels. Solaris projected Brazilian soybean production at 165.9 million tons. The September soybean contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.88. The November contract is up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.35. Canadian wheat exports totaled 506,500 tons for the week ended July 30th, the largest volume in 13 weeks. Cumulative exports for the crop year were 19.69 million tons, above the 19.65 million ton forecast from Ag Canada and 70% more than last year. 44% of the U.S. spring wheat crop was under drought conditions, up 1 point from the previous week. France's farm ministry raised its soft wheat production estimate to 35.59 million tons, with the crop 87% harvested. The September Chicago wheat contract is up 17 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.44. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is unchanged at $7.68 U.S. per bushel. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.37. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, August 4th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pulisciotti. Have a great long weekend.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.